A memorial and Thanksgiving service has been held for the departed members of the Ghana Air Force. The ceremony brought together retired staff and families of the departed souls. In the sermon, a former chaplain of the Ghana Air Force, Very Reverend Squadron Leader E.O. Woolley, described the deaths as painful professional hazards the Ghana Air Force has to come to terms with. Brighton Trauma has more.
The memorial and Thanksgiving service is the first to be held by the Ghana Air Force since its existence 54 years ago. Families of the departed souls as well as retired officers converge on the Air Force officers' mess to remember those who lost their lives in the line of duty. The first casualty happened in the 1960s and it involved an Israeli Air Force officer, Flight Lieutenant A. Safari, and his Ghanaian counterpart, Flight Lieutenant Charles Tokunyori. They died through a routine training exercise. The latest involved 5 officers and 2 civilians in a helicopter on a life-saving mission in which their helicopter crashed at the Tuwa Forest, killing all 7 on board. Very Reverend Woolley said the force should be able to carry a sizable number of troops over long distance. He said the Lord has been merciful to the Ghana Air Force since its formation. He praised God for the great strides made, but said the Air Force has to accommodate painful professional hazards.
The Lord has been with us in good times as well as in bad times. The good times have been more than the bad times. Great strides have been made within the short period of its establishment. Sadly, however, and as it is normal with all human institutions and professions, the Air Force had to painfully accommodate some unavoidable professional hazards that go with it in the execution of its task. In the act of carrying out assignments, the Air Force, over the years, has had to come to terms with fatalities due to air crashes which claimed precious lives and equipment. These lives lost were our dear ones, whom we are remembering. These gallant men and women cannot be forgotten, hence the need to remember them in these times of memorial and Thanksgiving services.
A roll call of 44 officers and civilians who lost their lives in the line of duty was called.
That was a report by Brighton Trauma.